Today we celebrate the feast day of Saints Joachim and Anne. There are some things we simply don't know about them. We can't know. We don't know what they were like. We don't know their characteristics. We don't know what their jobs were. We don't know what they looked like. But there are some things we simply do know. We know they had a daughter, and her name was Mary. And she had a son, and his name was Jesus. And so what do we know? We know that Joachim and Anne are the grandparents of Jesus. And we also know that because Mary was able to say yes with such readiness to the Lord, when he asked her to bear Jesus in her womb, her readiness to say yes, we know that Saints Joachim and Anne must have been able to effectively pass on the faith to their daughter Mary, because what 14-year-old would be able to say yes with such readiness that somehow, some way, Saints Joachim and Anne prepared her to do that. And so we give thanks to God for the great gift of these two saints. I think it's also natural for us on a feast day like today to think of our own grandparents, because they were the grandparents of Jesus, for us to think of the faith that many of us saw in our grandmothers and grandfathers, many of whom now have gone to the Lord. The faith they instilled, that was instilled in them, that was then passed down to us, is a mysterious, amazing thing. Where would we be without them? If our parents had not handed on the faith to us, if their parents had not handed on the faith to them, where would we be today? It's an amazing, mysterious thing. And another mysterious thing is how oftentimes we try to pass on the faith, and it doesn't seem to always take hold. For those of you who are parents and grandparents and maybe have children who are away from the faith, it can be a hard thing. But it seems that the Spirit of God would say, never get discouraged, because we never know the fruit that our faith and prayers bears throughout eternity. We never, ever know. And so never get discouraged. Never buy into that lie. Because faith bears great fruit. And even if we don't see it, we trust it happens. So let's hand over to the Lord whatever anxieties we have in that realm, knowing that all works for the good, that God is in charge, and he takes care of us, his children.